right? What the fuck's going on, mate?
That's not right.
What do you mean it's not right? Which bit of it's not right?
All of it.
The Fantasy Football Show.
Financials. Hello, patrons. It's Thursday, although we're pre-recording on a Wednesday. Jarmes, jumping in the name of the Lord.
How we doing?
Yeah, really good. This is a money in football. We're talking about Eagles, Crystal Palace.
Not just the Eagles.
And their shirt sponsors. And maybe Wolves and their shirt sponsors.
Yeah. I went to do money in football because we haven't done one for a little while. And also keen not to overload people with too much because I know most people just want to watch the football. So you can revisit this and we won't keep going on too long on this one. But this one is interesting and also different. It's kind of comparable to the Man City 8x bet stuff that we did. And I was quite keen to do it purely because this centres around Palace primarily, but a little bit of Wolves. But I knew that if it was Man City or it was Tottenham or it was Arsenal, we'd be all over it. Like, we've got to talk about this. This is fucking wrong. So the two of them, Wolves and Palace, have picked up new sponsors, which are gambling sponsors, some might suggest. Illegal gambling sponsors. Wolves have a new sponsor called The Bet, D-E Bet, which is a two-year contract.
They're both two-year contracts.
I think Palace's was one.
No.
As you got two years, have you?
There's a reason why that is 2 years.
Yeah, because in 2 years it's banned.
Correct. They've both gone 2 years to smash in and capitalise as much as they can before gambling sponsors are banned.
It absolutely makes a massive fucking mockery anyway, whether legal or illegal, makes a complete mockery of the. You've got to get rid of the gambling sponsorships by 2026 when we've got these two are openly got new shit.
Well, they got to 2026, so you've got a bit of time to do that.
I don't know. How do you feel if it's West Ham, mate? Or are you past caring about this sort of thing?
This is just a flavour of the month in terms of financial bending the rules that exist, let's say. I genuinely... I'd say I'm split, but more towards that this shouldn't happen.
Well, look, it's been agreed. I mean, they've all agreed on it again. Doesn't it have to be 14 or 20 clubs pass through the vote, yeah, right? So this would have gone through it and they've all agreed to get rid of their shit.
Oh, so was your question about gambling on sponsors or was it about this specific Net 88?
Well, both. However you interpreted it.
Yeah, I'm happy for gambling to not to go. I'm not bothered. I don't really want gambling all over it. Just like cigarettes or alcohol. Alcohol, a bit less so, but really I wouldn't want that stuff all over it. I think with Net 88, like, ultimately people should be allowed to spend their money on whatever they want to spend their money on. If I've got £5 million in my bank account and I decide that I want to set up a new company just called Sudenshire Limited and I want Sudenshire Limited to be West Ham shirt sponsor, and of my £5 million in my company I want to use £2 million to sponsor West Ham because I want my name on it, I can do that, right? Well, no one should be able to tell me what I can and can't spend my money on. Fine, I'm going to lose a lot of money doing that, you'd think, because who's going to go to visit my website or gamble with me? No one. But also, to start a new gambling company, well, okay, with no previous track record and history and so on and so on, use it to funnel money into a business isn't ideal. I get it. Isn't ideal. They're manipulating the rules.
Who?
Yeah. Palace. Well, they're trying to get more money into the club than maybe they would have. Would they have got more money on a shirt sponsorship deal elsewhere or not?
Have you managed to find anywhere what these sponsorship deals for Wolves and Crystal Palace are worth?
Not the amount of money, no.
No, do you not find that strange?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
you know what it is, a 2-year, £50 million deal.
Again,
it's 10-year, normally, you know, £3 million
exactly
deal.
Exactly that. Whatever. Tottenham signed this 3-year deal for £10 million. Yeah, it's kind of how it normally feels like it gets put across.
But we know that the Premier League are looking at fair market value.
But go on, go on.
Well, who's to say what's fair market value?
I suppose when it comes to a sponsorship of a football shirt, you would be using it from a fair market value perspective in terms of comparison to others, i.e. if Tottenham, just hypothetically, I don't even know what Tottenham's is, but if the shirt sponsorship is 20 million a year and then Crystal Palace have a shirt sponsorship deal that's 50 million a year.
It's not right.
Well, because it doesn't even matter if the sponsor was fucking Apple, right? Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's, you know, right, is the value of Palace's shirt worth as much as Tottenham's? Now, you can deliberate that, but the reality is Tottenham, not, European competition, not, experience, going to be on television more, all those things, right, you're not going to get as much money. So I would work on the basis that as long as it's comparable to, you know, if you're Crystal Palace, I don't know, it couldn't be, it would have to be in West Ham's ballpark, Brighton, Fulham, whatever. Wolves. It would have to, I would imagine these deals for Wolves and Crystal Palace, you're not going to find that one's 1 million a year and one's 10 million a year. No. They're probably going to be pretty similar. I mean, there's a lot more similarities about this, but yeah.
I was very surprised to hear the Wolves shirt sponsors called an illegal Vietnamese betting company.
Why?
What's illegal? Why are they? What are they doing that's illegal?
Well, isn't it illegal to gamble out there? Isn't that
is it?
Point?
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Well, supposedly both of these companies, Wolves and Palace, are both illegal.
They're not legally allowed to exist.
It's believed that they are specifically targeting Vietnam, yes.
Right. Well, I mean, the UK, Net88 doesn't even have a UK functioning website or app or anything. You can't gamble in the UK with Net88.
Must do. It's been registered by the Gambling Commission. Yeah, Football Index guys will tell you about the Gambling
Commission. They may have registered to be allowed to, but you and me can't go there and bet right now because they don't have an app or a website to bet on. So they may have been said, yeah, you have the license to go and build one. But, I mean, who's the biggest market? It's definitely not us then that they're doing the sponsorships deal for?
I was alerted originally to the Wolves deal before it was signed off by Philippe Auclair, who's a French journalist at Jocimar, who we've covered some pieces from there in the past. He put a tweet out on the 29th of May saying Wolves' next sponsor is set to be illegal Vietnamese betting operator The Bet, which bizarrely poses as a bookmaker from Germany and routinely breaches image rights of football superstars to promote its brand. Yep. That company in Germany is called K Sports. Then I was kind of alerted to what was going on with Palace. There was a when Wolves' deal came through, I know a few of the guys talking about it on Slack was like, I'm not comfortable with this. But as ever with these things, it's difficult to know what the trail is. And certainly you and I aren't sitting here with 100% of the facts. But one of the guys I've been looking into for a while has been really useful for some money and football stuff is a gentleman called Martin Callardine, who you can follow on Twitter, at Ugly Game. And he'd put this really nice thread together about Crystal Palace.
Yep.
That kind of inspired me to go, we've got enough content here to do a podcast on it.
Until
the thread got deleted.
Yeah, a few of the other bits of content that I consumed in research were referencing the Ugly Game quite a bit, and obviously it's gone now, so we can't signpost you to it, I'm afraid.
So I just want to read this tweet from Martin, which is 4 days ago. It says, I refer to my tweet dated 12th of June 2024, in which I stated that Net88 were Crystal Palace's new sponsors. And he quotes, says, I refer to my tweet, which I stated that Net88 has a fake CEO using the identity of a dead TikToker. Oh, and they offer bets on cockfighting. I now accept that such allegations are false and apologize to Net88 and its CEO for having made them. One of the videos I also saw was by a gentleman called Rory Talks Football, who is not big on YouTube, but has a decent platform on Instagram, sort of circa towards 100,000 followers, and even bigger on TikTok, going towards 200,000 followers. And he's got daily content getting pumped out like every day. He's an Arsenal fan, actually. And 4 days ago, he also tweeted, "I would like to openly state that I apologise in full to Net88 for the recent comments that I made on TikTok, which I know now are incorrect. In particular, apologise to the CEO of Net88 for suggesting that the company seemingly had no employees or a founder. One of the things that was claimed, and Rory's video is still, it's been deleted, but you can still find it where it's been copied and pasted in other areas. He's got up a video which Martin had also put in some of his images on his threads on Twitter, where the founder of Net88 is a Vietnamese young lady.
TikToker.
Yeah, but it turns out that it's an exact replica that's like screen grabbed from a YouTube video or a TikTok video of this young lady who is dead. Mm-hmm. What the fuck's going on, mate?
That's not right.
What do you mean it's not right? Which bit of it's not right?
All of it. Well, in terms of the two retractions...
Let me tell you, if we were doing this publicly, we now would have been doing it on Patreon.
if the apologies are very specific. Yeah. So it's not a bigger Net88 or good and whatever. It's literally, I said that there's no CEO. The CEO's this person. They probably do have a CEO. And he's going to turn around and say, if you're going around on the internet saying I don't exist or that I'm a dead female Vietnamese TikToker, those are factually incorrect. So I can sue you for that, right? I can give you an opinion, but you can't argue with fact. If his job title is CEO, he's paid as CEO, he's got contract as CEO, and you turn around and say the CEO is a dead Vietnamese YouTuber, that's factually incorrect. And then he apologizes about the cockfight. Maybe they don't offer... bets on cockfight.
On Martin's, it came across because I think when you went to the headline for the bookmaking on the site, I think it was partly said in jest, is an image of two cockerels, basically. Yeah.
So they've clearly said, look, these things are factually incorrect. Apologize. He doesn't apologize for all the other stuff that he may have said about whether or not it's legit and what have you. But those specific claims you can factually prove to be right or wrong. And they've probably threatened them with defamation lawsuits, James.
But who?
Net88.
But who from Net88? Because...
couldn't tell you. Lawyers, public spokesperson. See, this is the other thing where some of the content, there's a lot of unnamed spokesperson for Net88.
Yes, yes.
So sometimes
And in the Wolves, the bet deal as well.
And sometimes they hire PR agencies and stuff, but they're not the ones that are going to be going after these defamation lawsuits. It'll be lawyers of some sort. Cease and desist letter or something like that. And these guys will obviously have shit the bed and just... like, if someone did that to us at Planet FPL, we'd be like, fuck it, go on then, sue us. Like, I don't know, whatever.
I'd fucking crap my pants, mate.
Would you?
Yes.
I would... restart tomorrow as World FPL, Universe FPL, whatever. Fuck them. Because you can't be... If it's journalism... I understand if they've been defamatory, but if it's just journalism and research, it's different. This is... loopholes, man. All these clubs are looking for loopholes.
But here's the interesting thing.
Is there any link between Net88 and Palace's owners?
I don't know.
No established link yet.
But we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
Like one of the... I ended up in a rabbit hole looking at Mansion, who sponsored Tottenham in the 2000s. And someone had made a suggestion. They also sponsored Bournemouth. Someone had made a suggestion because Mansion had been done over, I think, in Gibraltar and had to hastily cut a lot of their licensing in certain places. Did someone had put a link between is Net88 Mansion reformed? And it got me thinking when I found this piece. I was like, and this the headline of this piece was former Tottenham and Bournemouth sponsors. And I was like, hang on, didn't these fuckers do Palace as well? Went down a rabbit hole looking at old Crystal Palace kits. Yep, sure enough, there's one knocking about on a Mansion kit of Crystal Palace as well. So... what would that tell us? I'm not saying that's true. I'm just saying it's a rabbit hole that's been suggested that this Net88 might be Mansion reformed. and they've also worked with Palace in the past?
I don't think that's likely, but would it surprise me? No.
Okay. To the everyday, you look at this on, so if you go to, this might have changed in the last couple of days, but this Net 88, if you went to their, is it Vietnamese or Thai speaking Twitter account? I think it's Vietnamese, isn't it? So you go to a Twitter account, don't follow anyone who got no followers. That's their official language spoken account. You go to the English one, which was formed on the day that Crystal Palace sponsorship was announced, they've now got 34 followers.
Last check was, I think they're up to 50 now, are they?
Oh, they're up to 50,
is it? I think they might be nearly close to triple figures.
Really?
Yeah.
Booming. They've moved about as quickly as Universe of FPL did as well, I think, actually. Philippe Auclair as well, interestingly, his stuff, which has largely been on Wolves, is still standing up. And Josimo aren't going to go running like a TikToker if they get threatened with shit. And again, like you said,
theirs is behind a paywall.
There is that, but it's still there.
Yeah.
It's still there, which very much calls into question exactly what you said. All the stuff that you saw in Palace's... a Net88 spokesman, it's the same with Wolves. A Debet spokesman said, I think Martin had even linked the... one of the guys who'd put a statement out for Wolves. They were like, this guy at the bet, and he's all accounts on Twitter, etc. There's no links to him working for this company or anything. But Philippe Auclair, interestingly, I don't know if you'd seen this, Suj. I'm going to show you a couple of images. I know this isn't particularly great for the audio, but can you see this image? This is a bet. This is of the bet. It's just an image taken from their site, if you could get on it and gamble on it. And this is one for Net88.
Pretty similar.
I mean, borrowed, basically a change of colour.
It's the same.
It's the same website. Do you know when the trading licence for these two companies, supposedly when they were founded, was?
On the same day?
Same day. The bet and Net88 were both found on the same day. Which, I'm not throwing accusations around it. I just don't understand it. To think that's the thing for me. I don't understand what this is. Is this brand new companies formed who are legally funneling money into Wolves and Crystal Palace? Are they taking money illegally? Should they give a shit? And what does it all fucking mean? Like, is it the same are the sponsors for Wolves and Crystal Palace, are they the same company? And if so, why doesn't the one company just sponsor both fucking teams? Because surely that would give that one company even more exposure, no? If Wolves had Net88 as well. What am I missing here that I don't understand?
Let me throw another span. Listen, we're not going to understand anything in this podcast. Let me throw something completely different out at you, right?
Go on.
You talked about one company sponsoring two teams. One company did sponsor two teams in the Premier League, not last year, maybe the year before.
It must have happened at the same time, well, surely.
I'm telling you, yeah, it has. I know it has.
And there's nothing to
and
say
we're
you
about
can't
to talk about it.
It's not to say you can't do
Everton
that.
Everton and Aston Villa were sponsored by the same company.
Which was?
Think about it. You tell me. Kazoo.
Kazoo, yes.
Kazoo.
The Kazoo Derby, of course, yes.
Kazoo sponsored both of them. Now, I know a bit about Kazoo because we did some work for them in terms of packaging through a friend of mine. Kazoo was founded by the guy that started Zoopla. So people might not know, Zoopla is the app where you can search for houses, like Rightmove and whatever else. And Zoopla grew massive. At the same time, Rightmove grew massive. And then he sold that for millions and millions and millions. He made a lot of money on Zoopla. And the money he made on Zoopla, he used to found Kazoo, hence the zoo in the name. And what did Kazoo do? Do you know?
No.
They sold used cars.
Okay.
So it was like an auto trader, but they, rather than you go on auto trader and it's loads of private people selling cars, they were a used car dealer. Well, they tried to turn the used car market into a massive marketplace. They had a website, high volume, turn it around, invested shitloads. They got hundreds of millions in investor money, scaled massively throughout Europe. They were the fastest company to get to £1 billion valuation in the UK, from foundation to £1 billion valuation. Wow. Fastest ever. Obviously, they got a lot of funding in and they really ramped it up. And sponsored two Premier League football teams, Everton and Aston Villa. What you could not say about Cazoo was that they were a non-existent company. They were buying and selling shitloads of cars, tens of thousands of cars every week, turning over loads of money, listed on a stock exchange. Guess where they are now? Like, and literally, we're talking about less than 10 years from when they were founded.
Gone?
Bust. They borrowed loads of money, invested it all, pissed it up a wall, thinking that they could make a model with this, and it didn't work out, right? All of Cazoo's shit is gone. So it doesn't matter if you're... Well, my point is, it doesn't matter whether you're a flaky, non-existent company or actually a well-established, massive company. You can still fuck up completely, right? Was it any less sensible of Cazoo to be putting money into Everton and Aston Villa than it is for Net88 to be doing it in another way or what have you? What if they turn around and say, by getting Premier League advertising awareness and eyeballs on us, we'll become a large betting company? You can't argue that. What's the best bang for buck on your money right now? Best way to grow my carrier bag business, probably me to streak naked on a fucking football pitch.
Yeah, probably.
With a paper bag over my ding dong. And carrierbagshop.co.uk tattooed across my chest.
Like a counter bag, wouldn't it?
Yeah. So, James flexing his packaging knowledge there. So, you know, it happens with established companies as well as it happens with these dodgy companies. I was just thinking, well, as a business, you choose what you spend the money on. However, with Cazoo, at least they had a model where they had a way of making revenue and they had employees and they had sites and they had stock, whereas these guys have nothing. People can choose what they want to spend their money on in a business. If my competitor, my packaging competitor, decided to spend 50 million a year sponsoring Man United, good on them, because they'll probably fucking go bust doing that. But it's not my place to tell them what they want to spend their money on. I do think, though, in the situation where you have a company that doesn't seem to have any guts or organs or anything to be able to then sponsor a Premier League football company, it doesn't make any logical sense. Why would you? But gambling is the one space where maybe it makes the most sense because people bet on football and it's like an instant awareness.
Yeah, listen, it's worth saying as well, like the majority of Premier League clubs have had these dodgy fucking deals somewhere, even if it's like a stadium gambling sponsor or whatever, most of which don't have now. But all of
crypto
them...
crypto partners and shit, man.
I mean, Tottenham had that, yeah, like all of them. It's interesting though, some of the stuff that's got taken down of Twitter and some of hasn't. So this is an interesting one. It's also from Philip Eclair, who says, he said, it would almost be funny were it not for the fact that these illegal operators, he's referring to Wolves and Palace's new sponsors, are more often than not linked to organised crime and appalling human rights abuses in the Far East.
Yep.
It would be
slavery
nice,
and trafficking.
It would be nice to think, and he tags Crystal Palace, nice to think that Crystal Palace and the Great Britain Gambling Commission checked it first. So, like, why is that not getting pulled out? It's because he doesn't use Net88.
In the same way as Saudi.
Do we think it's Net88? Because my instant reaction a little bit...
I think it's Net88. I don't think Palace are...
you don't? No. My instant reaction to Martin and Rory pulling down their stuff was a little bit of... I don't know if this is a Net88 thing or a Palace thing. I.e. Palace don't want people talking about this or...
It'd be too...
It's not publicity for Palace, is it? What Palace will have done here, would have go, whatever the sum of money is, which we can't fucking find, is on offer, is better for them than the backlash of the bit that will die off within a week's time where people stop talking about it, etc. And it's true. We probably won't be sitting here talking about it again. Probably won't be talking about it again.
Yep.
I wouldn't be happy about it. If I was a Tottenham fan and was doing this, I wouldn't be happy about it, but I also wouldn't have a fucking clue what to do about it.
Like, yeah, you can't do anything about
it. Like, Palace's supporters trust have spoken up and want responses from the club in terms of why they've made this decision. I don't know if that's been followed up in the same way with Wolves, but as I mentioned with Wolves recently, there's been quite a bit of backlash recently with some good things that, you know, they went from this really good mental health publicity, you know, explaining their reasons for being open about not...
ticket pricing.
No, not buying footballers because of the struggle against PSR. And then you reflect on that and go, okay, Wolves got their house in order from that perspective to then, smashing up the ticket prices and all that jazz. And then this as well.
The thing where it will become interesting, like last week was obviously Man City's hearing against the Premier League. We haven't seen anything from that yet. But I think if Crystal Palace, like the anti-competitive thing would come in to this. If Palace weren't allowed to take these guys as a sponsor, then I think they'd have the right to sue on fair market and anti-competitive. Because you're like, oh, well, so-and-so can get a sponsor, but we can't. What are the rules around it? If they're willing to pay us money and then we put their logo on the shirt, what are Palace doing that's wrong? What are Palace doing that's illegal? Nothing.
Well, as far as we're aware, nothing. And yeah. The same for Wolves.
Unless if it's not fair market value and it's associated party transaction, i.e. the owners of Palace have a vested interest in NetAA or whatever else, then it's an associated party. But if they're independent, let's say, Palace have done nothing wrong, nothing illegal. Versus illegal.
Yes.
So they've not done anything illegal, but whether or not it's morally right is the question.
I mean, most of it isn't.
No.
It isn't. And that's why, you know, fortunately, a couple of years' time, this won't be a conversation anymore. But it's, when you try and look into this, mad fucking murky. And we've never seen that before where prominent accounts have had to come out and backtrack from what they've said.
They're not like prominent in that's not The Athletic or mainstream journalism. It's still I suppose my point here is like if you can find stuff out, I can find stuff out. They can find stuff out. Palace should be able to find stuff out.
Your mate Joey Barton, I don't mean that literally, he's been fined £75,000, hasn't he?
Plus costs.
And
those costs will be to hefty.
Jeremy Vine for coining some stupid things that aren't fucking true. But that was all over Twitter stuff, wasn't it? Are we seeing a change here?
Yeah, but that was defamation. That was defamation. Yeah.
But also we can also see Jeremy Vine standing there and saying, look, you can't say that shit about me. It's open. We know who he is. We know who Joe Barton is. When these guys are coming for... We don't know, right, what Martin or Rory got told or didn't get told or... I mean, what sort of threat is that?
Yeah, I mean, if you were to tweet those two screenshots now and say suspiciously similar websites for these two companies, you haven't said that the same company. You've just alluded to.
So you're saying it's the fact that they've specifically questioned the CEO of this company.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. And it's a dead female Vietnamese TikToker. And that's factually incorrect. You can give an opinion, but you can't be factually incorrect if you can be proved wrong.
So who's the CEO of Net 888?
Someone in Vietnam.
It's not Steve Parrish, is it?
he's not even the owner of Crystal Palace, is he?
No, he's not. That's John Tex, who's got his own problems, and that might be another money in football further down the line as well.
Yeah, it's murky. It's a grey area. It's horrible.
All right, we'll leave it there. Feedback appreciated, guys. Don't tweet anything publicly. Just... someone we don't know might come for you.
Yeah. And stay safe, look after yourselves. I'm about to just go and do a little bit of research into public liability insurance, including defamation claims for Planet FPL Limited, just in case. Stay safe, look after yourselves. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.